another force in the culture wars think tanks, where scholars formulate policy and provide ammunition for political positions. A new think tank project has been formed with one purpose: to develop better language to better express the positions of liberals. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke to George Lakoff. He's a linguist developing the program.
George Lakoff, the Rock Ridge Institute, the think tank where you're a senior fellow, has come up with something called the Strategic Framing Project. What is that project and why is it needed?
The conservatives have largely framed all the issues in public debate, and progressives, and particularly those in the Democratic Party, haven't done anything about it. The role of our think tank is to reframe public debate from an honest, progressive perspective.
Now, frame, define frame for the non-linguists in the audience.
Well, let me give you an example. On the day George Bush took office, the White House started using the term tax relief. Now, if you think about the word relief, in order to have relief, there has to be what is called a conceptual framework that this fits into. There is an affliction. Now, when you add tax to relief, you get a metaphor, which is that taxation is an affliction, and anybody who's against the so-called tax relief is a villain, a bad guy. Now, as soon as you start using, the White House starts using tax relief, all of that comes in. That's a frame. That's framing an issue from a perspective.
So what's the Rock Ridge Institute's counterphrase to reframe that issue?
It's not a simple matter as coming up with a counterphrase. It's a matter of rethinking the issue, because framing depends upon the way you understand an issue. Taxation is what you pay to live in a civilized society, what you pay to be an American. You're paying for democracy, for opportunity, and for the use of all that infrastructure. It's paying your dues.
Do you think of what you're doing as counter-propaganda, or what they used to call in brainwashing circles as deprogramming?
Not at all. I think it's telling the truth as we see it. That is what taxation is about. Taxation, for example, is about paying your dues. It is about maintaining infrastructure and using it.
Well, I don't know what the ethics of being a linguist are, but is it an ethical thing to express a phrase which has the most linguistic punch versus coming up with a phrase that best describes an issue, even if it's in neutral terms?
There's a view, a very common view, that anything can be expressed in neutral terms. And it's largely false. Most issues are moral issues. If you're in politics, you're dealing with ethics and morality all the time. And what you have are two very different views of what is moral in the world. The conservatives have a certain view of morality that they're expressing extremely articulately. The progressives have another view of morality that's quite different, that they're not expressing very articulately. And I think that it would be very useful to have both of those worldviews expressed as articulately as possible.
And finally, your think tank, the Rock Ridge Institute. Rock Ridge, very good, strong American value type name. How'd you come up with that name?
It's a neighborhood.
So it's mostly geographic.
It's a geographic term, and what it does, it's very simple. You know, it's rock solid and high-minded, and that's who we are.
So if you live near the Leafy Valley neighborhood, you probably wouldn't name yourself after that.
No, not a good idea.
George Lakoff, senior fellow at the Rock Ridge Institute and author of Moral Politics, How Liberals and Conservatives Think. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.